Isn't political language wonderful? Listening to the Republican response by Tom Tillis to President Obama would have been great on Comedy Central. The first part was pure political autobiography to show how much he had accomplished in his personal life, except to claim that everyone else could have done what he did. That turned out to be the good part before he turned to the president. Here were his big points. First, he told us that the president hasn't gotten us out of the recession. Unstated, but I'm sure I don't have to tell you that Republicans blocked everything he tried to do, so whose fault is that? Second, he told us the president has left us with a huge deficit. Again, unstated, but I know you realize that's the legacy of a Republican administration that refused to pay its debts and a Republican House that blocked payments and refused to pay down the debt. So again, whose fault is that? Third, he told us the president got us into a huge mess in the Middle East. Again, unstated, but we realize that Obama is struggling to figure out how to get us out of the mess in the Middle East that the previous Republican administration left us with. No wonder President Bush did not want to be involved in nation building. It's long and hard. Plus, you can blame the problems on the next guy. But again, is that Obama's fault? There's certainly a legitimate argument about what he should do. But get us into this mess? No way. And of course, Republicans have been saying forever that Obamacare doesn't work, except, of course, that it's turning out that it does. Republicans will no doubt respond that I'm making tired old charges, yet somehow the misinformation isn't tired or old to them. It's cutting edge. I work hard to make sure I'm speaking to you accurately. If I can't get my facts right, I rewrite till I can stand behind what I'm going to say, or tear up what I put together and start over. But if I were a politician, none of that would matter. I could just keep repeating whatever I think folks want to hear because my supporters would believe me the first time, and everyone else would eventually believe me because they'd know. They heard it before, so it must have been true. Politics is so much easier when repetition makes things true and the facts become irrelevant. If only this were just theater, instead of political theater. These issues matter big time. Misunderstand who's responsible for what, and we will remain deep in the muck. Yes, I know the instinct to deny having done anything wrong is almost universal. But these boners have been so thoroughly exposed that it's astonishing to see politicians refusing to say sorry and admit the facts. In our political life, we've increasingly gone after people for personal peccadilloes and ignored the big policy mistakes, the ones that cost hundreds of thousands of jobs, thousands of American lives, and so many foreign ones that the losses have destabilized our world. So what counts? Does dishonesty matter, or only when Democrats are caught? Do Republicans have no shame? What are our standards? What does matter anymore, or are we just adrift, so lost we decide things by whether people talk like us or we like the way they comb their hair? Oh, did I mention? Tillis is leading in his Senate race.